KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today from Buffalo Hill Terrace, we have the fitness coordinator, Todd Rausch. How are you doing, Todd?
I'm good, John. How are you doing?
Good, good. So tell me, how are you eating during this coronavirus thing? You eating healthy?
Oh, I'm trying to do the best I can. A lot of times, especially in the summer, and then you put coronavirus on top of it, it's hard for individuals to kind of keep that healthy eating habit that they may have started at the beginning of the year, may have that New Year's resolution to try and start to eat healthy. So it's important during the summer to try and keep that mindset going.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So let's talk about what kind of unhealthy things we do to our tummy during the summer months.
Well, a lot of time during the summer, people want to get out and enjoy that warmer weather as much as possible. They don't really want to take the time to focus on healthy eating. Sometimes people think it takes too long, and it's just seems like it's easier to just grab a bag of chips or something fast food and head to the lake or just throw some burgers and hot dogs on the barbecue. So it makes it a little harder during the summer to try and stay focused on that healthy eating.
Well, it sure does, and nothing's better than that just the smell of the barbecue. Why do you think these kind of habits happen during the summertime?
Kind of like I said, a lot of people just don't think they have the time. They really just want to get done with work, get out on the lake, or just enjoy that sunshine. So a lot of times it's hard for people to really stay focused and focus on that diet and not worry about the time consumption on putting plan and meals together.
Well, now it's the summertime, and this is the time most of us just want to kick back. Why is it important that we really be careful of what we eat during the summer?
Well, it's always important, really, to watch your diet. As kind of how you eat always has countless physical and mental benefits, but it seems that it is more important to be aware of one's diet in the summer. This is kind of the time when many people struggle to keep their priorities in order and when healthy habits kind of start to take a back seat.
All right, we're going to dig down in this just a little bit further with Todd Rausch and talk about what we shouldn't be eating right after this. Picture yourself in a place where you can celebrate life's splendor every day. Imagine enjoying chef-prepared meals and living in your own well-appointed residence, yet having someone else take care of the maintenance. Imagine spending every day feeling connected and comfortable while living life your way. Surrounded by majesty, connected by community. That's what it's like when you live at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Set in the heart of Montana's spectacular Flathead Valley, this vibrant community is filled with active, independent individuals. We share a bond of strong values rooted in faith, and our staff carries through those values, driven by the principles of honesty and hard work. Emmanuel Lutheran is a life plan community that includes residential living for independent seniors, as well as assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory care, and skilled nursing care, all within the same beautiful campus. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And today our guest is Buffalo Hill Terrace fitness coordinator Todd Rausch. And of course, being fit, you can't very well do that if your diet is all messed up. So talk about some of the food that we shouldn't be eating, Todd.
Well, a lot of times, especially during the summer, you start to see kind of an increase in people consuming the barbecue favorites, such as burgers and chips, the fried foods, chicken, french fries, or the snacks that kind of come with the summer months, like ice cream and cookies. And one thing, or two things, I should say, that all those foods kind of have in common is they're all really high in sugar and trans fat. And those are two nutrients that can be very detrimental to the body when consumed.
So what, kind of tell us why they're so detrimental, because doggone it, I enjoyed every one on that list.
Yeah, those are definitely some of the favorites for everyone. But yeah, those two nutrients, the sugar and trans fat, can actually have a pretty major negative effects on the body. They can constantly make you feel groggy and kind of that fatigued feeling. They can actually induce feelings of depression. They can increase cholesterol, especially that trans fat, which can greatly increase your risk for heart disease. And, of course, the weight gain really comes with those two nutrients as well.
All right. So Give us some alternatives to my favorites.
Well, some of the alternatives, I know that they're not always everyone's favorite compared to the other good ones, but the best way to really replace the sugar and still get kind of what you want from the sugar is just to replace those treats with fruit, mainly. You have your watermelon, oranges, cherries, pineapple. All those fruit really contain pretty much the same amount of sugar, except it just the body digests that sugar in a much more healthy way. And then with the trans fat, kind of that fried foods, those chips and stuff, what you really want to watch for is replacing them with healthy fats, such as avocados, eggs, fish, nuts. And the difference with those fats is the body can consume those fats and actually use it as energy, whereas the other fat, the trans fat, kind of just sits in your body, and that's where you kind of get that tummy coming along with those.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and that's darn hard to get rid of once you get it.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Takes how much exercise would it take to say, for example, work off some of these unhealthy foods you're talking about?
Well, the biggest thing to watch, especially when you're watching your diet a little bit, is that you want to burn more calories than you consume. So a lot of times when you're eating these food, you can see how much calories they have. So your goal when working out should be to burn more calories than you consume. So that's kind of how you start to lose that weight.
All right. So, for example, I pick up another, let's say, 1,500 calories. I'm going to have to work pretty hard to get to get to 1,600 so that I'm burning off more than I ate.
Yeah, that's usually the goal, and it's not always the easiest, but it's good to kind of have that mindset going into it.
Yeah, that'd be running, what, about 10 miles?
Not quite, but it'd definitely be a lot of work.
It sure would. Todd Rausch is our guest. He is the guy that helps keep us fit up at Buffalo Hill Terrace. Okay, so how can we improve our eating habits this summer? Let's jump into that right after this.
Once you've partially recovered and released from the hospital, you need to rehabilitate prior to returning home. But the last place you want to be is in a facility that feels like one. Yet the services available are crucial for your recovery. The Retreat at Buffalo Hill is the perfect blend of both comfort, privacy, and technical services for a proper recovery. The Retreat also features the nation's only anti-gravity treadmill, and being an extension of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, with their focus on promoting whole person wellness, that means that you're going to have plenty to do while you recover. For more information, or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, please call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Well, this is hurting me, but you're going to help me take some of the pain out here. Buffalo Hill Terrace Fitness Coordinator Todd Rausch just about killed all my favorite summer foods. So what can you do to help me improve my eating habits, Todd?
So one of the best ways to really improve your eating habits is just by simply planning ahead. A lot of people begin to eat unhealthy just because they don't believe they have the time to go home and make something healthy. So they kind of just settle for what's quick and easy, which is usually that fast food or processed foods or food that is already cooked for you. But by planning out your meals kind of at the start of the week, you can keep yourself more on a healthy track and really avoid the need to eat the quick, unhealthy meals or snacks.
So meal prepping is what it's all about, huh?
Absolutely. It definitely makes your week a lot easier when you do the meal prepping, which is where you just kind of make all the meals for your week at the beginning of the week. That way they're cooked and ready to go, and you can make them as healthy as you possibly can with those.
Okay, I think I can do that for one or two nights, but how do I stretch this out for the whole summer, and how do I make this a part of my life going forward?
The best thing to do is really set yourself some goals. By setting goals, you kind of keep yourself on track. You give yourself something to constantly strive for. It goes hand in hand with kind of the planning ahead. Once you have those goals set, it really just kind of keeps you on that healthy track.
And I suppose if you can have a little bit of early success with it, you feel better and you know you feel better, and maybe you're stronger, maybe you're more flexible. That's kind of a reward in and of itself.
Yeah, once you really start to see the benefits of what a healthy diet can do for you, not only physically but also mentally, it makes it a lot easier in the long run to kind of keep that healthy eating going.
So where can we go to get some good information about healthy eating and meal prep and nutrition?
So nowadays, with technology and everything, a lot of fitness apps out there actually help you with the healthy eating, help you with the meal prepping. They can give you recipes. They can give you diets that kind of fit more what you would desire. A lot of people struggle with the meal prepping and eating healthy just because they don't get the foods they like. But with these fitness apps or even dietitians, they can make these this healthy eating kind of fit more to what you like.
So the big thing is you just got to stick to it.
Yep, it's someone can help you get started, but it really comes down to you just trying to do the best you can for yourself and really follow those eating healthy and whatnot to really receive those benefits.
Well, tell me, Todd, what do you do up at Buffalo Hill Terrace to help people, you know, stay in shape and keep the good healthy habits?
So I usually like to always keep my door open for our residents and our staff as well. If they ever have any questions of not only how to stay healthy, but how to even get started, I encourage everyone to keep moving. We do some fitness challenges kind of here and there where we not only work on exercises, but also healthy eating, getting outside, and just trying to stay active as much as possible.
Right. Well, you've got good meals up there at Buffalo Hill Terrace. I can tell you that for sure. So that's a big step in the right direction.
Yeah, definitely helps when you enjoy the food. Makes it a lot easier.
Sure does. As always, our thanks. Buffalo Hill Terrace Fitness Director Todd Rausch. I'm going to try. I'm really going to try.
I believe you can do it.
Okay. Thanks, Todd. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.